So does this mean that Herman is more like a second uncle, or I don't know how you say those things?
Well, he still would be my uncle. He just is, like, by clan, he is born for me. So even my own grandmother's children, who are my uncles, they call me Shema, like Shema Yeje, which, you know, interprets into, you know, my little mother, and because they're born for my clan. So, which is my grandmother, right? My grandmother is the Ashche'e clan, which is the Red Ochre Cheek clan. And so that clan gets carried on through the women because it's a matrilineal clan. So if my uncles, they basically would acknowledge me, you know, at that point as their mom. That's the clan that they're born into.
I think there's some more learning on this that I'll still have to be doing.
It's a very complicated, it would take up the entire interview if I tried to, like, break it down to you. And the thing about the clans, our clan system, is that it is not only just that clan. There's the extended clans. So Herman is actually born for my clan, which is the Tsitnajini clan, or my clan is Lashche'e, which is the Red Ochre clan, and his clan is the Tsitnajini clan. So he's born for my clan. And so there's six clans all together that are related to my clan. So Herman being the Tsitnajini clan, that is the Darkwood clan. So there's Tsitnajini, Kinta Chitni, Desh Chitni, Izasane, Tsinahabitni, and the Ashche'e, right? So there's all these six clans that are related to each other. And so the indigenous nations, like, they have clans. But particularly for us, as the NAG, I can only speak to our clan system, there are those extended clans that you should know about. And so that way you know how to greet your relatives and those who are kin to you. So, yeah.